the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:32. The word truth is in the Bible between 130 and 300 times, depending on which translation you are using. That's way more than preach, about a dozen times. Way less than love, over 500 times, and about the same as money. Does that mean that truth is way more important than preaching? Way less important than love, and about as important as money? Some would make that leap. I will not. So what does it mean? I don't know. What is truth? Pilate asked the question in the verse right after this week's reading. Can we ask the same? What is truth? Maybe this. You want answers? I think I'm entitled to them. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Or this. The truth is out there. How about this? Three things cannot long be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. Buddha. How about this one? The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. That's Gloria Steinem paraphrasing an earlier James Garfield quote. Can truth really exist? Is there absolute truth? What is truth? Here's a quote about truth from a 1912 periodical titled The Vote, the organ of the Woman's Freedom League. It was edited by Charlotte Despard. The truth. But it is just the truth that cannot be known of the multitude, for truth is revolutionary. How revolutionary is truth these days? Outright lies and untrue manufactured conspiracy theories are all over social media related to the COVID-19 pandemic, treatment, and the coronavirus vaccines. Lies are half-truths. Riddle the political process. Lies are half-truths. Riddle the legal process. Lies are half-truths are parts of resumes. Lies are half-truths are part of our personal experience, stories. Lies are half-truths may be the way of life for us all. I know people like to embellish and keep some things hidden. And okay, I'm not talking about, of course I like your haircut, or what a beautiful baby kinds of talk. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about the kinds of lies that seek to take things away from others. The kind of lies that people rally behind, the kind of lies that people use to destroy other people and cultures. Lies that people use to manipulate others in order to get ahead. This is Ten Commandments stuff. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor, often shortened to do not lie, is about lying to take something or someone else's, like their property or their money. It's about being in court and saying whatever is necessary to get what they have. It's about swearing something that is not true is true in order to get what you want at someone else's expense. Saying things like masks don't work or the coronavirus vaccine doesn't work is bearing false witness, trying to find some way to get power for yourself. The truth is revolutionary. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, says Jesus. How do we belong to this revolutionary truth? How do we listen? What does Jesus' voice say? A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. What Jesus said. What did Jesus do? He healed people. He fed a multitude. He turned water into wine, miracle after miracle. And he also lived compassion, kindness, reconciliation, and love. He lived truth, authenticity. Yeah, the definition may be elusive. Living it may be easier. So stop lying to get ahead. Stop lying to make your adversary look worse. Stop making stuff up and making yourself appear more powerful or important. Stop pursuing money and power and domination while you're wrapping yourself in a flag or a cross. And pay attention. Pay attention to what Jesus said. Pay attention to what Jesus did. Be a people of love, acceptance, reconciliation, compassion, healing on this Reign of Christ Sunday. And from here on out, pay attention to the one who is truth, who is authenticity, who is love, who is wisdom. Be truthful. Be authentic. Be loving. Follow the way of Christ and make Christ reign. Amen.